Who do we got here?
Can we hear it one more time for Mr. Emo Bold Figure?
It's an honor for me to be on a bus for 6 months with Emo, sharing airborne droplets. Can I introduce my members? Can I introduce a member of the band as well?
Yeah!
We have the guitar player and the bass player. And then the other guys. Actually, I do want to tell you how I met some of these guys. This is Jim and Steve, of course.
Yeah!
I met them in the 80s, 1981 maybe. It was at a birthday party for my friend Joel, who lives in the Valley. And we had a little party at, I forget the name of it, it was like a sleazy kind of bar in the San Fernando Valley in California. And inside the sleazy bar was an even scuzzier lounge, believe it or not. And I walked into this seedy, scuzzy lounge, and these guys were playing. And it was such a drastic contrast because it was the most horrible, grimy place you could imagine, but they were playing the most beautiful music. It was transcendent. I felt transported. And after the song was over, I walked up to them and I said, "Guys, would you like to join my band?" And they said, "Yeah, okay." And we've been together for 40 years. Yeah! But, connecting to the whole picture, I want you to really understand what I saw in these guys when I walked into that lounge. So we're going to try to recreate for you now and play that exact song the exact way they played it all over you.
Let's go.
gonna play a little Zydeco song for you. In fact, it's a Zydeco song all about the second most famous grunge musician in history. It's called My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder.
We'll be right back.
Disneyland, as one does when you're a parent in Southern California. And we went on the Jungle Cruise ride. And it was maybe the 100th time that I've been on this particular attraction. But it struck me because one of the first jokes that the skipper made was some kind of offhand joke about his failed acting career. And I thought, this is a song. I can picture the whole thing. I'm going to write a song about this dude. And I did. And it's called Skipper Dan. Well, then let us commence with the rock. And for those who don't know rock, we salute you. Shoes. It's just that kind of thing. This is our homage to the Doors.
Freedom in the air. Oh, yeah! Stop the car, I'm getting out! Mama, Jack and Ding Dong, fishy, poop, bibbidi, bobbidi, poo! Mother!
Are you listening? I'm gonna tell you a secret. I just shampooed my hair. I lathered. I rinsed.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mr. Joe Rahill was in the very next
whole rhythm section is leaving. Yeah, we're operating at 60% efficiency, so we have limited options at this point. Well, I don't know, Jim. You ready to rock the house acoustically? All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
different kind of tour for us, and one of the ways it's different is that at some point during the show, Jim starts playing a power G chord for 30 minutes straight. And I guess we're up to that kind of show.
Thank you.
wild rumor, but apparently I've got a movie coming out this year. For many people that don't know, it's a biopic starring Daniel Radcliffe as me. That's a real thing that will exist in the future. Anyway, before we left on tour, I recorded a brand new song for the movie, and we recorded it, and, we'd like to play it here right now. But we can't because I'm an NDA. I can't play anything on the radio, so I'm getting so much trouble, so we can't do that. I can't play the, we can't play the title track of my last movie. Which came out 2 days before Daniel Radcliffe was born. That's nasty. It's called The Witches.
Thank you.
set lists on this tour are different every single night. We always leave one kind of wild card slot, an open slot, just in case we want to do a little, you know, by request. So, not shout anything out. I'm going to pick one person, whatever that person wants. I'll play anything out of them.
We'll be right back.
few years ago, I got a phone call from the president of the record business. That's a real job. It's a very important job. And he said, "Al, I'm desperate here. Could you please do me a favor? Could you please write a song that will convince these hooligans to stop illegally downloading music?" And I didn't want to do it, of course, but he was very insistent, and just to shut him up, I said, "Okay, I'll write the song." So I wrote it, and I recorded it, and I released it, and as you know, nobody has ever illegally downloaded music since.
International copyright law by downloading it.
say. But, you never know. But for all intents and purposes, this is our last song, and we just wanted to, you know, we're winding things up, so I thought maybe we should just, you know, kind of slow things down a little bit and kind of calm notes, just kind of, you know, ease into like a little mellow vibe.
Better believe it. And somewhere in the middle of it all, the phone got knocked off the hook. And
not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one nostril man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I go to the donut shop and I walk up to the garage counter and he says, "Yeah, what do you want?" I said, "Got any glazed donuts?" He said, "No, glazed donuts." He said, "Have you got any jelly donuts?" He said, "No, jelly donuts." I said, "You got any Bavarian cream filled donuts?" He said, "No, Bavarian cream filled donuts." I said, "Have you got any cinnamon rolls?" He said, "No, cinnamon rolls." I said, "Have you got any apple fritters?" He said, "No, apple fritters." I said, "Have you got any old fashions?" He said, "No, old fashions." I said, "Have you got any blueberry donuts?" He said, "No, blueberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any strawberry donuts?" He said, "No, strawberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any raspberry donuts?" He said, "No, raspberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any boysenberry donuts?" He said, "No, boysenberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any blackberry donuts?" He said, "No, blackberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any cranberry donuts?" He said, "No, cranberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any huckleberry donuts?" He said, "No, huckleberry donuts." I said, "Have you got any elderberry donuts?" He said, "No, elderberry donuts." I said, "You got any mulberry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, mulberry donuts." I said, "You got any gooseberry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, gooseberry donuts." I said, "You got any lingonberry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, lingonberry donuts." I said, "You got any loganberry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, loganberry donuts." I said, "You got any goji berry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, goji berry donuts." I said, "You got any marionberry donuts?" He said, "Yeah, marionberry donuts." Halleberry donuts. He said, "Nah, Halleberry donuts." I said, "You got any Chuck Berry donuts?" He said, "Nah, Chuck Berry donuts." I said, "You got any maple bars?" He said, "Nah, maple bars." I said, "You got any French crawlers?" He said, "Nah, French crawlers." I said, "You got any bear claws?" He said, "Wait a minute, I'll go check." This box of 12 starving, crazed weasels. I said, "Okay, I'll take that."
So he hands me the box, and I pull the lid, and the weasel jump out, and they immediately lash in my face and start biting me all over the face.
Oh, man.
They're just going nuts. They're tearing me apart. I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started rolling around inside my head. Memory serves, I believe it went a little something like this. I ran into the street, these flesh eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running like a constipated weenie dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast and was slight over by her hair the color of strange peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she ever said to me. She said, "Hey, you got weasels on your face." That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. We ate together. We bathed together. We even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought the house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. One painful night, Zelda said to me, she said, "Sweetie pumpkin, honey muffin, sugar pickle, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club?" I said, "Whoa! Hold on, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of commitment. So we broke up, but I never saw her again. We'll be right back."
earwax with a belt pencil. But I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old soap off the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he goes on digging it on me. He's like, hey, man, don't you be sarcastic? Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? Not my group for crying out loud. Besides, I'm going to get a really cute nickname. Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Hey, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein, and he's got on the street and he's bleeding all around. I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it?
you all sincerely for coming out to the show tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Do check.
crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks jump out for a swinging wake.
Happy homes materialize
and begin to vocalize. Screaming ghosts come out to socialize.
Fairy Jack, a fairy Jack, a door neighbor, suddenly he has suddenly.
I'm not afraid to take it, 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 I'm not af